Ozzy Osbourne has one big wish, and that wish is to do a duet with Paul McCartney.
I believe that because I know he wears his, even though he's a heavy metal guy, you can hear the Beatles influence in so many of Ozzy's songs to the point where he even wears like the John Lennon sunglasses.
Oh, totally. He said he's been a massive Beatles fan for pretty much his whole life. And he was doing, kind of sharing this wish on his Ozzy Speaks show and talking about how starstruck he was that time that he met Paul McCartney back in 2001.
I found the audio and the video of that, which I have never seen. And it's pretty, it's crazy that it took until 2001 for them to meet. But here, you can tell Ozzy is starstruck. It's like a fan talking to Ozzy about how important Ozzy was to him. It's pretty cool to hear.
To the bass line. Oh, God, no, you're not letting him in.
Also, I love that Paul McCartney's completely trolling Ozzy Osbourne on the first time they're ever meeting, and this is like his idol.
Oh, bloody hell. Hello, darling.
How you doing?
Hi. All right, lovely, yeah.
Great. It's great to meet you, man. It's been a lifetime ambition of mine. You guys made me start music, you know.
And then he kicked him out of the room. No, they talked for a couple more minutes, got a picture, and then it was, Paul's on another level.
Oh my gosh, for sure. It's like being blessed by the Pope meeting him.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, though, for Ozzy.
Well, that would be a very strange duet, Ozzy and Paul McCartney. But there have been some very strange duets in rock history, Steve Miggs.
And we found a few of them, and we figured we'd put the Rockaholics to the test. If they can figure out, I think it's easy to figure out the rock star singing on the song, but is it... How hard will it be to figure out the person singing with them, which typically in these instances are not rock stars. They're in the world of music. They're just not in the rock world.
Well, April in Puyallup is a rock aficionado. Good morning, April. We're going to put you to the test and see if you can name the other artist on the duet.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. This one I feel like is going to be super easy, but we'll start off with an easy one. And this one features the Sweet Sounds of Aerosmith. Are you ready to figure out who they're duetting with?
Yes.
Run DMC, yeah. Walk This Way. I mean, a lot of people would say that this is the song that kind of got the rap rock collabs going.
100%.
And also, I mean, we talk about how it became like the kind of like it started off rap rock for a lot of people, but I also feel like that's also what revitalized Aerosmith's career because they were like becoming like a B player in the world of rock music. Like they weren't selling out arenas, they weren't selling a lot of records, and then all of a sudden that collaboration happened and people were like,
whole new audience.
Oh crap, let's check out this Aerosmith band again.
Yeah.
All right, let's give you one that's a little bit harder. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, this one does feature the rock band Metallica. Do you think you know who's doing the la 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 part?
I am not sure.
Taryn?
I know. I can't think of it right now. I'm having a complete brain fart.
A 60s rock or a 60s music icon?
I don't remember.
Marianne Faithfull.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
That's okay. Yeah, neither does Danny.
Well, thank you for playing along, April. We've also got Chrissy from Bonnie Lake who would like to play the game. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. This one is going to be tough. I think you'll know the rock star. It's Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder, and he's doing a performance, and he's singing the song Redemption Song by Bob Marley. And the person he's doing the duet with, I'm curious to see if you can figure it out. Are you ready, Chrissy?
Ooh, let's give it a try. Emancipate
yourself from okay, that's Eddie, of course. Can free our minds. Have no
Okay,
here comes the duet.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look?
Taryn, you think you got it?
I think I might have.
Chrissy, what are you thinking?
Oh, man. It's like, nope, I'm going blank. I can see like Melissa Etheridge or someone along those lines.
You are way off. Chrissy, you are so far off. Think pop music. A pop artist that decided to try country music too?
Ooh.
Pissed off all of the country fans?
Not a country fan.
Taryn?
I got it. It's Beyonce.
It's Beyonce. How weird is that?
It actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they sound good together.
I thought they did too. I'd listen to that one more time.
Ever. Well, yeah, because Eddie's on it. I'd listen to it at least one more time.
The Daily Mix Show.